No, we don't have a lot of new tape on him, but we've seen him a lot. I've played him in the past. He's obviously an outstanding quarterback. With them having Mike, I'm sure there'll be a few new wrinkles that they'll have for us. So we'll have to prepare for the unexpected and be able to react to it.
With them signing Hushman Zada as well, are you guys looking back at the old Bengals tape of Palmer and him working together?
No, not really, because really what they're going to do is they're going to do their offense, and they'll find ways to work him in. He's been a great slot receiver, so, we kind of anticipate that might be where they try to put him as, in the slot and work inside. So, we'll have to see what their final plan is and what they're going to try to do. I mean, obviously, they got a scheme that we're prepared for, and how they utilize their personnel we'll have to see as we get into the game.
As a defensive coordinator in general and kind of a defensive coach in your years, what's kind of the mentality of getting sacks and hits in bunches? Can you tell when you're starting to get to a quarterback?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think really what you see a lot of times is you see those teams when they're able to get out to leads, play well early in games. You see teams be a lot more aggressive, and that's where you get a lot more hits on the quarterback, a lot more sacks. So, I think we've got a few guys that have that ability to get to the quarterback. And really, at the end of the day, in this league, if you can affect the quarterback, you're going to have a chance to be successful.
I mean, Elvis is a guy who I think has been like that in his career. In 2009, it certainly was like that they would tend to come in bunches. He didn't have a lot of one-sack games. You'd have 2 and 3 sack.
No, they do come in bunches, just like everything else in this league. I mean, people get on rolls. And, like with anything else you do in your life, sometimes you just, got that good feeling and things kind of work the right way. And sometimes that happens in football. So, as far as Elvis, specifically, he's gonna get his sacks. They're going to come, and the thing that he has to do is just keep going out there and competing every day, and eventually those will come.
Yeah, because I think he got to Stafford a couple times last week. He was able to get rid of the ball.
And he had a couple good rushes in the Miami game too. It's hard to sack the quarterback, but the thing you want to do is you want to affect him. And if we can get guys back there around the quarterback and he feels the heat, in general, you usually affect him and it alters passes.
When you're facing a quarterback that can get the ball out really quick, I mean, I know you practice against Drew for many, many years and he's like that. How does that change a pass rush?
Well, I think it changes your scheme. You got to try to get to him a little bit more and win with coverage, all right, to allow your rushers a little more time to get there. Teams that are hold on to the ball a little bit longer, it's a little bit easier to pressure those guys and get after them because they're going to allow your pressure to get there. A lot of times you see teams and they're pressuring and sending a bunch of guys after the quarterback, but they never get there because he gets it out so quick. So you got to look at those things and see what teams are going to allow you to get there with pressure and who you have to play a little bit more coverage on, and hopefully you can get there with a few less rushers.
I know you've only been here for one of the games, but McFadden's had 300-yard games in a row, and it doesn't look like he's going to play. Is it obviously he's a special player. When you obviously watch film of last year and then from this year, is it mostly what he does that's been successful, or is it what they do? I mean, in terms of why they've had success against?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. This guy's an outstanding player. He's had a lot of 100-yard games against a lot of people. He's one of the better backs in this league, but I think when you go back and you look at last week's game, he gets hurt, and they hand the ball off to Bush, and I think he had about 100 yards rushing in the game. So I think schematically what they do, their personnel allows them to be a really good running football team, and then when you put a special talent like that, like Darren McFadden back there, it just makes it even that much better.
You guys better equipped this thing than you were week one to defend the run, learned about your
defense? Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, I think we got a good feel for what we can do and what we don't do quite so well. So, I think we got a good plan for these guys, and we'll see how that plan executes out on Sunday.
Elvis said kind of setting the edge the first game was a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, you go back and you look at it, especially versus McFadden. I mean, he was a bounce runner, and so we got to do a great job of setting our edges. And if he plays in the game, we got to keep him inside. Bush is a little bit more of a downhill power runner, and so we've got a plan for that too.
What do you know about this Tywan Jones? He hasn't played very much. Obviously, fast.
He's extremely fast and extremely talented. He's one of those guys that every time he gets a ball in his hands, he's a threat to go all the way. So again, I see him a little bit more in the lines of McFadden, where you got to make sure you shut down the edges and not let him get to the boundary, not let him get outside on you. If you can do that, you got a chance.
You were talking earlier about Elvis, and you know he's dealt with injuries all year. Do you sense a resilience about him right now, or discouragement? What do you see?
I just sense a guy that's continued to come to work every day. I don't think he's worried about the sacks necessarily. I think him, like a lot of people in that locker room, they want to win football games, and we're trying to do everything we can to win games.
Did Raheem handle the demotion the last couple weeks the way you hoped he would?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a professional football player. He came out and he competed every day. He got another opportunity to go back out there and play, and did a pretty good job. So I was pleased with the way that he responded.